Availability is not the same as access. Framing the problem. At most institutions, success in the course materials operation is defined by availability. If the correct title has been adopted, sourced, and made available for purchase, the system is considered to be functioning. From an operational standpoint, that is accurate. The bookstore has done what it is expected to do. The material is on the shelf and listed online. That is where the system stops. The problem is not that the system is broken. The problem is that it is working exactly as designed, and what it is designed to do is not the same as ensuring students have what they need when the course begins. What availability actually means. Availability means a student can attempt to obtain the material. It does not mean they have it. A required title can be in stock and listed at multiple price points, but the student still has to decide where to obtain it, when to obtain it, and whether they have the resources to obtain it at all. Two students in the same course, presented with the same set of options, arrive at different outcomes. One completes the purchase before the term begins. The other waits, looks for alternatives, or attends class without the material. The system does not distinguish between those outcomes. It records that the material was available. That is a consequential distinction. What the system measures is not what the institution actually needs to know. Where access breaks. The gap is not in whether materials exist. It is in what happens after they are made available. Students are required to move from availability to access on their own, and that transition depends on conditions the system does not resolve. Price creates a barrier for students without immediate financial resources. Timing creates a barrier for students who cannot act before the term begins. Format creates a barrier for students whose circumstances require something other than what is stocked. These are not individual failures, they are predictable outputs of a system designed to stop at availability. The student without resources who is told that materials are available at the campus store has not been given access. They have been given an opportunity to obtain access, conditional on resources they may not have. That is a different thing. This is observable at the start of every term. Students arrive with different levels of preparedness despite being in the same class with the same required materials listed at the same place. The limitation of availability as a metric. When availability is the primary measure of system performance, access gaps become invisible. The bookstore can report that materials were sourced on time and available at the start of the term, and that can be entirely true while a portion of students begin the course without them. This is not a failure of execution. It is a limitation of what the system is designed to measure. A system built to ensure availability will report availability. It will not report whether students had materials when instruction began. Those are different questions, and decision makers that conflate them are measuring the wrong thing. What access actually requires. Access requires more than the presence of materials in the market. It requires that the conditions under which students obtain those materials do not introduce friction that selectively disadvantages some students over others. A student without immediate financial resources is not equally positioned to act on availability. A student managing work, family, and coursework simultaneously does not have equal capacity to navigate a fragmented materials marketplace on the institution's timeline. Availability is a condition the institution can observe. Access is a condition the student either has or does not have. The system currently measures the first and ignores the second. Where access programs fit. Inclusive access and equitable access programs are a structural response to this gap. Rather than making materials available and leaving the transaction to the student, these models deliver materials as a condition of enrollment. The student does not navigate the market. The institution removes the transition between availability and access entirely. This is not singularly a pricing intervention. It is a design change. It reflects a decision that access should be the baseline condition, not an outcome students are expected to achieve on their own. The operational and institutional implications of that decision are significant. Institutional implications. If the system is designed to stop at availability, access will vary. Students with resources and flexibility complete the transition. Students without them may not. That variation is not random. It maps onto financial circumstances, enrollment patterns, and the very equity gaps institutions routinely identify as institutional priorities. If the system is designed to extend through access, starting conditions become more consistent. Materials are not offered, they are delivered. Students do not begin courses at different levels of preparedness based on whether they were able to act on availability. Decision makers become accountable to an outcome rather than a process. That is the distinction between a system that offers materials and a system that ensures students have them. A book being on the shelf is an operational outcome. A student having the material when the course begins is an academic condition. As always, thanks for checking in, and I'll see you next time.